Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
You broke my heart, and you broke some chairs. You scratched my face, and you pulled my hair. You left me lying on the kitchen floor, screaming and crying, cut, bruised, and sore. You cussed my mom, and you cussed my dad. When you bust my lip, it bleeds pretty bad. So girl, I'm telling you, leave me alone. Oh, don't you make me call 911. Then you'll have me singing like a bluegrass, 'cause I ain't got the rhythm for the blues. And every time we fight you with my ass, well, I guess baby I was born to lose. You broke my heart, and you broke my nose. You took my pride, and you burnt my clothes. You took it all, girl, except the songs I sang. Just when I think I love, it don't mean a thing. You picked me up, wipe away my tears. You cook fried chicken, and you bring me beer. Well, you say you're sorry, and I say you're right. We kiss and make up until tomorrow.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSD. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
How do, motherfuckers? This is the White Trash Revival, episode 43, and I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash. I hope you folks enjoyed my Homage for Hank show last week. I enjoyed doing it, but I'll tell you what, that was the hardest show to do because I couldn't cuss, and I couldn't talk dirty. Fuck, I love talking dirty. I enjoy talking dirty, like some of you folks, like having a nice cigarette. You know, I can't go a day without talking vulgar and disgusting and foul. And it was hard doing that show. And I didn't want to talk dirty on that show because, you know, it was a tribute to Hank, and it was about him. And I wanted to, you know, pay respects to him. That's what that show was all about. Alright, folks, I got a good show lined up for Jens. I have an interview with an artist that's been around for a while, but he's kind of new to the scene, because he just came out with a CD. He's from Austin, Texas, and his name is Reed Wilson. And he's in the group, Reed Wilson and his so-called friends. He's got a CD out called Country Music Revolution. Dude is phenomenal. He's real. And that's what it's all about in this genre of what I like to call, you know, a lot of us call it real country. I like to call it motherfucking country. Because you ain't going to hear no motherfucking country on the radio. But you're going to hear it on the internet radio. Yes, indeed. Fuck, I don't know. How about we just go ahead and... Wait, well, before we get in this first set, I started off the show with McPherson Struts with a little song called Black and Bluegrass. Check out McPherson Struts. They're in my top friends on MySpace. Their whole CD's fucking wicked. So now, let's go ahead and get in this first set, neighbors. Yeah! Ooh! Spit on it first, Papaw!
Smoke a little weed, do a little speed, but he never missed a day of work. Didn't like the wine, but he kept a little kind head in his company shirt. He gets high, he gets by. You never would know it if you didn't look in his eyes. He gets high, he gets by. Whatever that you do, it do it for a long, long time. Well, he never had a plan but to say what's a man to take away a little bit of hurt. Pressures of a wife, a job, and a life. It's enough to work. He gets high, he gets by. You never would know it if you didn't look in his eyes. He gets high, he gets by. Whatever hits you, do it for a long, long time. Do a little speed, but he never missed a day of work. Count a nickel and a dime, he could do the time, but a quarter was a little too much. He gets high, he gets by. You never would know it if you didn't look in his eyes. He gets high, he gets by. Whatever that you do, he do it for a long. Whatever you do it for a long, long time.
Oh, great. Thanks, Mother, for replacing the baby aspirin with LSD. God, that is just... Classic her.
Pistols always loaded, my woman's by my side. I've called the shots, you got to drop, giving me that eye. Lord, I know it's coming, you just don't know it's when. Training in the swag,
full of sin. Come on, deal in. Good Lord knows you tried. Those chips are on the table, and I got to let it ride. No prison walls could hold me. Now I'm rolling down those tracks. No brakes to stop this freight train, and I'm never looking back. Now you know I'm coming, you just don't know it's when. Traded in that wagon for this freight train full of sin. Come on.
What are you ordering?
All of the libraries love you've got. Don't fuck it up, boy, it's your own.
place someday. It'll land someday. It'll land someday.
Start off this set with Mick Harrison and the High Score. Nice fucking band from Knoxville, Tennessee. The song was called He Gets High. Well, fuck. Who doesn't? You know what I mean? Who doesn't? Even motherfuckers that gotta take piss tests their job still gonna get high. If they don't, then they're a goddamn pussy. Following them was Justin James Stone and the Charcoal Filtered Felons out of Los Angeles, California, with the song called Freight Train. Woo-woo! And coming in the third spot was Cody Rerun Gibson out of Ranger, Georgia, on the Pint of Label Happy, or Pint of Happiness record label. You know, a label that I am a very, very big supporter in, you know, because they're all about underground and independent. And the song was called Same Day. So thank you once again, Elvis Proctor, for hooking me up with some tunes by Cody Rerun Gibson. Just keep all them tunes coming, brother. And you know I'm going to play them, and I'm going to promote the fuck out of you, bro. For real. And coming in at the last part of this set was a group from Edison, New Jersey called The Brimstones with, and this used to be my motto when I was 16, put out or get out. Hell yeah, that's how I used to do it. I'd drive around. You know, I was 16, had me a nice little car, get me a gal, you know, drive about 20, 30 miles out of the way. And this is before cell phones, and this is before pagers. You know, I'm 37 years old, so I'd get out of the way a little bit, and I'd say, bitch, put out or get out. Hell yeah. I got me all kinds of pussy with that line right there. You best believe it. You best believe it. Yes, Lord. You know, and they could have said no, and all they have to do is walk. So I did nothing wrong, friends. I did nothing wrong. Here's the next set.
CD player. Recordings have never been the same since the demise of vinyl.
Cigarette, it keeps you kinda calm. shuddered in fear. It might be cold, but darling, take me by the hand. Come on, get freaky with your mortuary man. Just a working, I'm just a stiff out on the graveyard shift. Beat that stuff, and so can you. Johnny Cash.
Best Little Chapel. You know where that is?
I do. It's at the corner of Get a Map and Fuck Off. I'm a doctor, not a tour guide. Figure it out yourself, okay? You're big boys.
This song's for all you ladies out there. And fellas, listen up.
You don't always have to fuck her hard. In fact, sometimes it's not right to do. Sometimes you got to make some love and fucking give her some smooches too. Sometimes you got to squeeze. Sometimes you got to say please. Sometimes you got to say, hey, I'm gonna fuck you softly. I'm gonna screw you gently. I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna bow you discreetly. And then you say, hey, I bought you flowers. Then you say, wait a minute, Sally, I think I got something in my teeth. Could you get it out for me? That's fucking teamwork. Come on! That's cool with me, it's not my favorite, but I'll do it for you. What's your favorite dish? I'm not gonna cook it, but I'll order it from Zanzibar. And then I'm gonna love you completely. Then I'll fucking fuck you discreetly. Then I'll fucking bone you completely. But then I'm gonna fuck.
Motherfuckers, and starting off this set was Buck Haggard with Truck Driving Man. I'd like to be a truck driving man just for the simple fact of lot lizards and methamphetamines. Following that was Alex Machine with Mortuary Man. I dig Alex Machine. One man band type guy. Yes, Lord. Batting third was Mississippi Rider with Voice of Johnny Cash. Good song, good band. And batting cleanup, folks, was the Dust Bowl Cavaliers, which I've played them here recently, and they were doing a little cover of Tenacious D, and the song was called Fuck Her Gently. I myself don't believe in fucking gently. I believe in hitting them as hard as you can. You know, make them broads feel some pain. And, you know, with me, my dick ain't all that big. So, I have to do what I can to make them feel pain. So a lot of times when I'm fucking them, I'll pinch them on their ass real hard or pull their hair or something like that. All right, before we get in the Reed Wilson interview, I want to ask you folks a question. Have any of you folks suffered from premature ejaculation? Well, if you could see, you would see my hands raised. I've suffered from it a couple times, here and there, you know, not every time, but here and there. And one time that was memorable was, you know, I was between my lady's legs, giving her the golden tongue of bliss. You know, I was licking that box. And, you know, I was just going to town. That's something I really enjoy doing. And I hope she enjoys me doing. But anyway, I was doing it. And while I was doing it, I was dry humping the sheets. I was grinding with it, you know. I was licking that stuff and grinding them sheets. And boy, was it feeling good. The next thing I knew, I blew my load from humping the sheets while I was licking the cat. So after she got her little orgasmic bliss, she was like, "All right, go ahead and stick it in, Big Daddy." And I had to break it to her. I'm sorry, but I've already went. And, you know, it was quite embarrassing, but you know what? Shit happens. And one of my good buddies was telling me a story. His name's Rami. And he was telling me a story about the time when him and his girlfriend was getting ready to do it. And my other buddy, Mike, and his girlfriend were getting ready to do, where they were doing it. And Rami said he was over there in the barn watching Mike and Heather fuck. And he said he got real horny just watching them fuck. So he said he slid his condom on. You know, when you put a condom on, you got to kind of give it a good jack to jack your cock into place. He said when he did that, he blew his nut. Now, that's worse than my story. You know, his shit was super premature. So he had to come up with some old fake story. "Oh, baby, I respect you too much to be fucking you out here in this dirty barn." Here's the Surf Zombies with Crawl Space Crawl, something that John Wayne Gacy mastered. And after this song, we go get in the Reed Wilson interview. Yeah! Folks, with me on the phone, I have Reed Wilson from the band Reed Wilson and his so-called friends. How you doing, Reed?
How's it going, Donnie?
Everything's going good this way. I can't complain. How's everything out your way?
It's a sunny day in Austin, Texas.
What's the temperature out there?
It's in the 80s.
I think I'd rather be in Austin, Texas. Only in the 70s up here in Ohio.
70s is good, too. We only got a few days like this down here. Then it gets crazy.
Yeah, that heat will be moving in soon, won't it?
Yeah, then it's 100 degrees every day for 60 days.
It's hard to wear blue jeans and boots when you got 100 degree weather.
That's right. Gotta do something near the creek.
So tell me this, how long has you and your band been together?
Been playing about 7 years.
Really? Because it seems like you guys just came out of nowhere. Like one day, bam, there's Reed Wilson, the so-called friends.
Yeah, people have begged us for a long, long time to put out an album. And so we finally got with somebody who would be willing to work with us. And we took our time. It took us about a little over 2 years to actually make the album. And our friend Brian Nelson helped sound a lot. He was really busy at the time. And so we got to make an album just like what we wanted to make. You know, that's what we did. It took a little while, but that's the kind of album we wanted to make. So we did that. Put it out really quietly, and it's just been every day anybody listens to it, it's always kind of a surprise to me because it's not like we hired a publicist or anything like that. We just put it out and let it go, let it do its thing. And so it's just been, we're actually catching on to it in the remotest places.
I got a copy of Country Music Revolution probably 3 months ago, and I'd probably give it 9.5 out of 10 stars. It's very well put together and very good stuff.
Thank you.
You say it took you 2 years to record that?
Yeah, we worked on it for a little over 2 years before we were able to put it out.
Yeah, I could tell. It's very well put together. You guys didn't...
started in June of 07, actually, and it came out in October of 09.
So you guys been together for about 7 years, and where all have you been in the United States, touring-wise, playing shows?
Like we started out just playing around here in Austin for our friends, hanging out, playing parties. And we decided we were going to try and take off and do a little road tour. We played in Arkansas, Tennessee, out Georgia. Nashville, Chattanooga, Tennessee. We played in Atlanta, Georgia. All real fun. Kind of a surprise to get down there and about what we're doing. People tend to like what we're doing over there.
So, who's some of the people you've opened up for?
Let's see. We on the road. We played with a great group. Tennessee, Girl Haggard. Here in Austin, we've played with we played shows, you know, a long time with the Gun Hands, our friends, Uncle Lucius. We also played with people like Junior Brown and Malford and Milligan, and if you can imagine that, like just whoever will have us play, you know, we'll play.
I think I'd be a little starstruck opening up from Merle Haggard. How'd you handle that one?
That was pretty cool. You know, we just kind of kicked back and did our thing, and it's like you can't, you know what I mean? You can't get to them. It's not like we're hanging out or anything. It's just play music and then work. But it's starting to eat. Start to get used to it after a while. I'm playing with guys like that, you know, it's like doesn't kiss anybody's ass and try and be best friends with anybody.
Yeah.
Just trying to play music, and I don't want to bug anybody, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know, because I'm the same way. I don't want anybody bugging me all the time. I just want to play and do my thing. So, yeah, so I give them that same respect.
There's a lot of that in Nashville, a lot of ass kissing and coattail riding and all that. The music scene out there in Austin, Texas is pretty fierce, and there's a lot of great artists out there.
There really are a lot of great people who play music here in town, and you just kind of, I don't know, you know, everybody always says, oh, if you can make it in Austin, Texas, you can make it anywhere. It's like, fuck that. You know, I get it. I know what you're talking about, but it ain't about making it. It's just about making it happen. Just about playing, letting
right.
people enjoy what you are enjoying doing, you know. I just want people to be able to say, yeah, hey, man, you know, I really like your album, and I like what you're doing. That's all I'm doing.
And that's what it's all about right there.
I'm not out there contacting record labels and all that shit. I just play music, and hopefully people will enjoy it.
So what got you started doing country music?
I don't know, you know, and like I moved here a long time ago in 1996 with no intention of playing music. I just wanted to get the fuck out of my hometown and find a job, you know, get some work, and there wasn't nothing going on in my hometown, and there still ain't. So I moved down here just to see about, you know, working and stuff, and then I kind of got inspired. One of my friends started playing drums for Dale Watson. Started going to see Dale Watson. I started going to watch Rusty Weir. And these are guys who are just sitting up there playing music, you know. They're not trying to be big stars, but people all over the world love them. You know what I mean? We lost Rusty last year, but that's kind of what got me started back. I always played guitar, and I was into trying rock country songs, all that, you know, watching those guys play their music. I mean, being a youngster, I used to. And it was always, you know, Hee Haw and the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night. What we always watched on TV.
Yeah.
When I listened to their music and that they were actually making honky-tonk music right here in my new hometown, I was just kind of like, wow, it just kind of brought back memories of being little, listening to vinyl records with my great-grandparents, people coming over, and then it was about, you know, it was about that. Sit there and listen to what a new Willie Nelson album, whatever, you know what I mean, and kind of reminded me of doing that when I was young, and it's kind of like, yeah, I like it, I like the honky tonk, you know, and so I don't know, kind of set up songs like that. I always said that my music was going to be geared toward college kids and young kids, and I don't think that the college kids and young kids could give a fuck about it at all right now.
Yeah.
But a lot of people from all different age groups are really enjoying it, and I have bands that are in their 60s that are like, oh yeah, marijuana and smoking that dope, you know. They're like, kind of pointing their finger at me and shit, you know. I'm just like, oh, thank you, whatever, you know. Like,
well, Reed, how about we getting a song off your CD? Which
the
one?
Marijuana. How about we play the heroin song?
Okay. And how'd that song come about?
that song right there came about. I was living in Breckenridge, Colorado. My best friend, Trey Finley. And he said, I wish my hair was made out of marijuana. That way. And I said, that way we could get as high anytime we wanted. But he and I, we tried to write that song at that point. We never could get along on the lyrics of it. And so I just thought, once I moved back to Texas, I wrote that song, and I told him, I was just kind of like, you know what? He should have fucking listened to me when I said what I wanted to write down, and then I could credit him with this song, but the motherfucker never would listen to me. And then so when I came back to Texas, I wrote the fucking great song, the marijuana song, and I can't credit Trey for that shit, you know. He ripped it off. He ripped it off from the kids in the hall. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, the marijuana, you know, hair being made out of marijuana. He ripped that from a kids in the hall script. And if he'd have just fucking listened to me, then we could have had a song where we was both, you know, co-titled song. But, you know, he's a stubborn prick.
All right, let's go ahead and
Trey, if you're listening to this, fuck you, motherfucker.
Let's go ahead and get into marijuana.
Yeah, fucking A.
I like to get stoned.
We are back. So tell me this, Reed. Who was some of your favorites growing up?
tour I went to was 1984 Van Halen World Tour in Dallas. Went to the Reunion Arena, which they just recently tore down, to see Van Halen play in 84. I loved them. Hell, I even loved Michael Jackson. Fucking all kinds of country, you know. But, I don't know, I guess, like, Van Halen, they were kind of my idols.
Now, which Van Halen do you like the best, with David Lee Roth or with Sammy Hagar?
David Lee Roth.
I, myself, was particular of David Lee Roth also.
Yeah. But it was more about Eddie Van Halen doing, you know, that guy, he kind of, ain't nobody played guitar like that before him. He was kind of like a,
he was a great guitar player, but David Lee Roth was a great showman.
Yeah, David Lee Roth could put on the show. He's the one that made everybody have fun. He broke down that barrier in between Eddie and the audience. He was able to enlighten everyone. And it complimented Eddie Van Halen's guitar playing, because David Lee Roth was such a fucking showman. That's right, man. And that son of a bitch was relentless, you know? I mean, he studied martial arts and gymnastics and all kinds of bullshit to put on a good fucking rock and roll show. I don't think we got many rock and rollers out there wearing tight and jumping around and doing flips and shit these days. But if you hear about a band like that, let me know. I'd be interested in going to one of their shows.
Hell yeah, I don't think there'll ever be another person like David Lee Roth. I don't think he can do half the shit he could do back then either.
Nah, he's a little burned out, I reckon. I read his book. It was very redundant.
So, tell folks about your bandmates. Who all you got in the band? Who's your so-called friends?
My so-called friends are John Dango's real friends. We have Josh Bernier plays drums. He's from Algonac, Michigan, somewhere an hour outside of Detroit. Isn't every place in Michigan like an hour outside of Detroit?
I think so.
Okay. And then my guitar player is Cornbread, Jason Tagley. He plays the acoustic Martin. And he's a real blues man. He claims to be from somewhere outside of Atlantic City, New Jersey. But he's also lived in Memphis. And he's a big deadhead, bigger than I am, bigger than anybody else in my band. Deadhead would be Luke Hart. He plays the mandolin. He's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And he's influenced by bluegrass and old time. And likes the acoustic thing, I guess. And then my bass player is Kevin Fox. He's a bonga boat. He was born on a bonga boat. He's a Filipino, adopted into military family, and ended up growing up in Coppers Cove, Texas, which is near Fort Hood, and which is just north of Austin. And then I grew up in Bonham, Texas, which is in Red River Valley. Not a lot to do where I grew up. So now I'm down here, Austin, Texas. Fuck yeah.
So who else is kind of like a best kept secret from Austin, Texas that folks should be knowing about?
You know, it's not, it's not really my style of music, but Uncle Lucius is a great rock and roll band. My style of music, who am I digging on right now in town? I like the Gun Hands, the Twalls. The Twalls try and play some country music. They try.
I got a couple Gun Hands CDs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my friends. And when I came back to town from Colorado, we all kind of started our projects at the same time. You know, almost together, you know. But yeah, Richie, he's been a longtime friend. Tay Honky from the Gun Hands, he's been a longtime friend of mine. We've been buddies for about 14 years now. And the Missouri boys, Nate and Feldman, moved down here. Got that project started. And Nate, he's a great country, you know, he's a great singer. In general, whether he's singing country or gospel or whatever, he's got one of my favorite, you know, he's one of my favorite vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah, just clean and crisp, you know. But, let's see, who else? Austin, Texas, if you don't know about Dale Watson, you don't know shit about country music.
Yeah, if you don't know about Dale Watson, then you just need to not even listen to...
Yeah, that's right, because he's the one who's kept it alive, man. He's done everything to keep country music alive in Austin, Texas, and all around the country. And there's great people like Roger Allen Wade from Chattanooga, Tennessee, who are out there supporting Dale and who are also doing great country music, great songwriting, you know. Roger is one of my favorite singers that, you know, that's not from Austin. And, him and his cousin, Johnny Knoxville, are trying, you know, they're all about Dale. They're all about keeping the country music alive. Johnny Knoxville bought one of Johnny Cash's cabins in Tennessee and had Dale Watson come up and record an album there, which is really fucking cool, man. I mean, like, who's doing that shit right now? Nobody. You can't even name two or three guys that are doing that.
And I think Johnny Knoxville could probably get the younger kids into liking classic country, you know, because being fans of Jackass, they pretty much follow his style.
Yeah, you know, and it's cool that actually that he would, you know, go as far out of his way to do something like that to help keep the classic stuff alive. So I dig that. He's a extremely weird character. I've met him a couple of times, and I'm not going to do any drugs with that man. I can't believe he's even talking about Steve-O being sober, as fucked up as Knoxville is. He's a fucking weirdo, man. Like, I mean, weird.
That Steve-O's probably the worst.
Yeah, probably so. That's what I, you know, for him to be sitting there saying it's a great thing for Steve-O to be sober.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking funny, because I'm like, does anybody know how much pills that motherfucking Knoxville takes? But yeah, you know, speaking of those guys too, and especially Dale Watson and Roger, man, there's also Hank Williams III is doing stuff to keep that country spirit alive, you know? And it seems like he's trying to morph his country style into his metal, you know, shit. But, and so I'm always like, dude, quit trying to incorporate that fucking metal into your fucking country music, man. It just ain't fucking, you know, it's just two different beats.
It's kind of weird seeing slam dancing at a country concert, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but then there's Wayne the Train Hancock. He's a funny motherfucker, and he's all about some good country music, and I just wish that his steel guitar player would play the ghost note just a little bit more. And, like, people were like, what's the ghost note? And it's the one that sounds like a theremin. It's like the...
Yeah.
So that would be the best thing. That's the ghost note. I can't do it with just my throat, you know. Like, you actually got to have a pedal steel. And then we can have the ghost note. Another one of my favorite bands, 1100 Springs out of Dallas, Texas. They're helping preserve Western swing, just like a sleep at the wheel. Again, have you listened to any 1100 Springs?
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan of them.
Okay, good. Great. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, my repertoire in country music is very extensive.
I'm not even online, man, so I've never really even listened to what you do or anything. I just kind of do my own thing. Worry about me.
Yeah, it's fine with me, Reed. I pretty much do this to get artists exposed that need to be exposed, like yourself. And, you know, I just do it for the love of music. It's my hobby and my passion. You know, it's what I do. I was never talented enough to write a song or play an instrument, so I'll just do this right here. Mm-hmm. Low Internet Radio.
Well, I appreciate that there's guys out there like you who are doing what you're doing. I hope guys like me, everything that I'm into is stuff that I've seen with my own eyes and heard with my own ears and been there at the time. So I kind of like that in that respect.
How about we get another song, Reed?
All right, man. Let's see here. This song is about crystal meth and killing your girlfriend, and we hope you enjoy it. This song's called Tanner Hyde.
How'd that come about?
Luke Hard and I wrote that song together, and it was basically decided that if I was going to be writing songs, that I might have to write a murder ballad. And so we wrote the Ballad of Tanner Hyde.
All right, let's do it.
Well, my name is Tanner
we're back. Before I forget, Reed, let me ask you a question. How long have you been growing that beard?
I've had this beard for a little over 2 years. But I cut about 3 or 4 inches off of it. But it was still good enough to take third in the gnarliest beard competition. I just wasn't around long enough to collect my prize.
So how long is it exactly?
Fuck, I don't know. I ain't never really measured it. They measured it at the beard contest. The motherfucker had some calipers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Whoa. No fucking idea. Well, I'm guessing. I'd say it was about 9 inches. About the size of my pecker.
Hell yeah. So how much do you charge the ladies for beard rides?
How much do I charge the ladies for beard rides? I think that's fucking weird, you know? Girls are always wanting to, like, touch it and stuff. And I'm like, hey, get away from me. You know? And then I have a friend. And she's like, don't touch my fucking belly. But it's like one and the same almost. You know what I mean? It's like people are always wanting to touch my beard. And I'm like, whoa. Now, how would you feel if somebody you didn't know came up to you and stroked your fucking hair? Or your ass? Or your breast? Or whatever. But I'm just like, don't touch me. This is a part of my face. Get away from me. I'm just kind of like, what? And it's always somebody drunk. You know what I mean? And like, somebody wasn't drunk. That was the person that I was talking to, you know? And then but I knew that it wasn't something like Fetishville or something weird. Like, if it was like, you know, that thing is just great. If we'd already bonded on a certain level, then I might let them touch it or whatnot. But I just think it's weird that people just come right up and grab at it. You know? It's like, it's fucked up. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's probably like the same as strangers coming up and touching my wife's pregnant belly that don't even know her.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that I can compare it to is that, you know? And then I also started talking about it like it was a toddler. So they'd be like, oh, how long have you had that beard? And then I got tired of saying 1 year and 4 months. So I started going 16 months. 16 months old. It's just about to start walking. And then I was going to name it, and then I said, no, you shouldn't name your beard. But I had to come up with something good because everyone always used to say that there was shit growing in it or whatever. And so I was like, all right, if something's going to be growing in my beard, how is it going to benefit me? And so I decided that what I was growing my beard to harvest a cockroach that will crawl into your brain and take over your whole system. It'll be able to do whatever you can do, but the cockroach that comes from my beard will be able to control you. So I figured I'm going to start with, like, fighter jets, fighter pilots. I'm going to fucking eat into their brains. Then I will have my cockroaches flying the fucking fastest, baddest, bomb-down fucking vehicles in the world. I can take over the whole world with these cockroaches that are growing out of my beard. I mean, what? Isn't that what everybody wants? To rule the world? So, there you have it. That's my ploy. To rule the world. Yeah.
I can't even grow a beard.
My beard.
I'm 37 years old and I've never had a beard.
See, my idea about taking over the world and my cockroaches is kind of a fucked up idea in general. It's just messed up. Somebody should try and stop me.
I bet you wasn't smoking no herb when you thought of that, now was you?
Before this shit really actually goes down, someone should try and stop me. No, I've never smoked dope in my life.
Oh man, you're missing out. So let me ask you this, Reed. Where would you like to see yourself be in the next 5 years?
I don't know. I mean, where I'm at right now. 5 years, I'll probably be driving around the country in a fucking van with stinking ass dudes who just ate fucking crystals and White Castles and all the nastiest fucking fast food you can get your hands on. Like, you know, I would rather see me sitting somewhere on a beach retired in 5 years. But more than likely, I'll end up in a van with four other stinking ass dudes who just got through eating fast food. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
In a roundabout way?
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right.
So, you got plans for another CD anytime soon, or you going to ride this one out for a little bit?
We've been talking about it. I'd kind of like to write something about modern-day outlaws, not the Old West guys who rode around in the Old West robbing banks, and, you know, but guys who smuggle drugs, drug cartels, but in an American sense.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the Colombians and shit. You know, like all that shit down there, that's still the fucking wild, wild west. I like the American story.
Oh, definitely.
Story of the crooked lawman. I like the story of the cocaine cowboy. I like the stories about just regular guys that nobody would suspect were out there, you know. In that outlaw kind of sense, that they were out there breaking the law, trying to get one up on the country. You know, I've heard about people who've done illegal stuff to start legitimate businesses and then become successful. Like, I've heard a story about a guy that had a gambling, an illegal gambling casino. And then his legitimate business took off so well that he had to give up on the gambling. That's kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine going out there and breaking the law and taking all that risk for so long, and then all of a sudden your thing on the side that's legit takes off, and you become successful through that way, and what started you out was breaking the fucking law. That's the only way you could get one up on everybody else. That's the only way you could pay your bills. The only way you could drive that car or truck.
Yeah, I think Bill Gates had a nice LSD operation going in college, and then look what happened to him.
Right. Yeah. And I wish I would have had a nice LSD operation that led to billions of dollars, but all mine led to was near psychosis. and a stint in a rehab.
Hell yeah. So, where can people pick up your CD at?
You can get that CD Baby, Amazon. I think it's on the iTunes. You can pick up my CD at my shows in Austin, Texas. You can also pick up my CD at the bar, the Horseshoe Lounge. It's there. You can't get it anywhere else. You can't get it as cheap as you can get it at the Horseshoe Lounge.
The Horseshoe Lounge.
That's a little hub, little neighborhood bar here in Austin, Texas, down on South Lamar. So, folks, if you're looking for me out there, come see me at the Horseshoe Lounge. That's where I'll be at. I actually had some fucking kids come down here from Connecticut and New Hampshire, two cousins, been listening to this shit online, and they decided that Austin, Texas is where they wanted to go, and Reed Wilson and so-called Friends was the band that they wanted to see, and I was blown away, because, seriously, I didn't expect anything like that. I didn't expect to be talking to somebody in Ohio either, but I really am glad that you're listening and that you're doing what you're doing, because, man, it just makes it so much more fun for us. So, thank you.
Yeah, that's gotta be what it's all about right there. You know, people from Connecticut and Ohio and stuff like that, coming to see a guy like yourself and listening to you and buying your CD. You know, I mean, you're not on CMT, nor will you probably ever be, because you ain't bubblegum and pop and shit like that. You know, what you do is real, and it's a legitimate story that you tell, and, you know, what you do is what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you very much, man. That's cool. Yeah, I wrote these songs to entertain my friends and people who are close around, you know, and I never was expecting people from other places to be as interested as they are. So, very cool.
That's what the internet's all about. Spreading the gospel.
Interweb. Yeah, I'm not even on that shit. I'm sitting here right now looking at this computer that I bought, and it's not even hooked up online. I'm just like, it just sits there.
Well, that's what you got Lou for.
Yeah, thankfully I have some of my friends that are just, you know, they're not going to have that. They're not going to let me sit there and not do anything. And, well, they are, I guess, for a little while, and then help me out. But I've got a lot to learn. You know, like Joe Ely, he's one of my favorite Texas singer-songwriters, musicians, performers. He's one of my favorite out of all of them, man. Joe Ely rules. And that guy, man, he's up on all that fucking shit, and he actually has one of the first websites that any band has ever had. Like, I mean, that guy started his website in the 80s before anybody was doing that shit. And he toured around playing with, like, the fucking Clash or some shit like that. I don't know. It's hard for me to keep up with all that history about these musicians, but I try, and I enjoy hearing about it and reading about it. But, there's a dude that'll sit there in his living room, write a song, record it on his computer, and put it out in 7 different international markets all in a day. And he's all about it, you know, and I'm like, God, he's pretty fucking cool that he can do that these days.
Oh, hell yeah. So. All right, before we get out of here, let's, I want to know the funniest thing that's ever happened at one of your shows.
Funny, they fall down drunk, especially when it's a girl. They say, oh, we got a hoedown. Enjoy that. Let's see, the first, like, we had a friend's wedding in Blanco, Texas, and they actually had a little dance circle breakout. They all, like, got in a big circle, and everyone, like, threw into the middle of the circle dance, doing their dance and whatnot, you know, and some guy did the centipede, and our friend came down and into the middle of the circle. This girl, she jumped up in the air, and she landed on the ground with her in the splits. And right when she landed, I looked over at Lou, and Lou's eyes got real big because her titties popped out. I missed the whole damn thing, you know. And that was at Chola and Bonner's wedding. Hey, y'all in California, I hope you're doing good. Chola and Bonner, miss you guys. Not like they'll ever listen to this, but maybe, you know. But yeah, that was one of my funnest shows that I played. It was a lot of hard work. It was hot as fuck that day.
All right, well, what song would you like to close the interview out with there, Reed?
Let's see here. Just as we were speaking, I guess all my friends really are rowdy as hell. How about Rowdy as Hell for a good song to y'all listen to?
Okay. And how'd you come out with that song?
Hey, Donnie fucking Cash. White Trash Revival. Fucking hey, man, I appreciate you doing this shit, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to give me a call and talk to a filled mouth Texan.
That's what it's all about, brother, getting people heard and introducing artists that I believe are great that need to be recognized.
I appreciate it, man. That's really cool that you're doing what you're doing.
right, well, here's Rowdy as Hell.
I've been seeing you around too often lately. I hope I don't seem out of control. But seeing you around is starting to make me feel like I'm losing control. Too many ways that I could be a better man. I'd be lying if I told you any different. Or to see I'm doing the best that I can, but then lying.
Put a price on good pussy.
We'll be right back.
And that right there was Wake Up by Dave Smith, Country Rebel. Keep an eye and ear out for that motherfucker, because he is the shit. Here's the last set, motherfuckers.
Take you on a strange journey.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and for much more than this, I did it my way.
Regrets, I've had a few. Then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, inside through, without exception. I planned each time. Each careful step along the way. For more, much more than this, I did.
my job.
Violet, now just calm down.
I'm no fool. I killed the boss. You think they're not going to fire me for a thing like that?
Piece of brilliance. Sneaky.
One, two, one, two, three,
starting off this set was Chelsea McBee with The Fox Hunt with the song called Audrey Pearl. Chelsea, I dig your music. Thank you kindly for sending me a CD. I do appreciate it. Following Chelsea was The Kings with My Way. How you like that? And ending this set was a group from Europe, Country Dirt with the song Pussy Whip. That's something I can relate to because I am. And it's off their CD, Rodeo Free Europe. I think that's going to be it for my show, folks. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Reed Wilson. And
If you folks want to get with me, you can get with me at MySpace, or you can email me at DonnieFCash@yahoo.com, or email me at Don@section86.com. I am on Section 86, and you can download me on iTunes. I am now on Facebook. Yes, sir. If you want to find me, look up Donnie, my first name, and then F Cash as my last name. So find me on there. I know a lot of folks have since I joined. Before we end this show tonight, shit, where was I? I lost my train of thought. Someone came down here and interrupted me. Motherfuck. Anyway, that's going to be all for my show tonight. I believe I told you how to get in touch with me. Before I leave, though, we are going to do a CD review off one of my friends whom I have interviewed in the past, and that's Edwin Clarence Graves. He sent me a copy of his CD called Hobbling Off Into the Night. And if you folks like goth country, you will like Edwin Clarence Graves. I dig this CD. The dude's talented. And believe it or not, he does all this stuff by himself. So I think that is great skill right there. So we're going to start off with Stomping Through the Thorns. And then we'll follow that with a song called Baxter. I give this CD 2 thumbs up. So find him in my top friends at MySpace and purchase his CD. It's well worth it. So until 44, we out of here. Motherfuckers!
Till I'm a little less drunk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whoa.
in the angled light of evening, I see you by the river, hands full of autumn leaves, looking so damn sweet. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I crawl up to you on my hands and knees. You kick me away like some wild beast. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Follow you home, watch you from your backyard, through your curtained window, getting ready for bed. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And when your light goes out, I go on home to my shack in the woods, a tarp on a stick, and I think about you in your pretty room, in your pretty bed, and your pretty head. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think about you. I think about you. I think about you. Then in the moonlight, scattered on the leaves, little bits of flesh I've taken with my teeth. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I sit without a fire, I rest without a bed. Sorrow sits beside me, a cinder block on a chain. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think about you. Think about you. I think about you. In the angled light of morning, you place a bowl before me, offering me life, but I prefer your breath. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think about you. I think about you. I think about you. Think about you. I think about you. I think about you.